Dangerous goods, hazmat. The term dangerous goods is a specific UN classification for material transport and storage. Another name for dangerous goods is hazardous materials, hazmat. It is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as hazardous materials. Any material that a country's relevant government agency has classified as a risk to human, animal, or environmental health or to property, either on its own or due to interaction with other elements. A government's transportation authority may allow transportation only when proper permits and safety precautions are implemented. Similarly, a government may regulate or supervise hazardous material disposal. Categories include explosives, flammable or corrosive liquids or gases, biohazards, and radioactive materials. The International Air Transport Association's IATIS Dangerous Goods Regulations Manual defines dangerous goods as those articles or substances which are capable of posing a risk to health, safety, property, or the environment. Note that this includes not only transportation assets, but also persons, property, or a part of the environment harmed in an area of an incident. The International Maritime Dangerous Goods, IMDG, co-defines dangerous goods as the substances, materials, and articles covered by the IMDG code. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, items or goods are called dangerous goods, hazmat, when they are capable of posing an unreasonable risk when transported in commerce to health, to safety, and to property. The waste output of a process can also create such materials. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, hazardous waste is waste, such as chemicals, nuclear materials, or toxic substances, that is hazardous to humans, animals, or the environment and requires special handling and disposal procedures. Safety data sheets, SDS. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety data sheet, SDS, as a document that is part of the materials information system and accompanies the product. It was formerly referred to as the manufacturing safety data sheet. The document is prepared by the manufacturer and provides information regarding the safety and chemical properties to downstream users and, if necessary, regarding the long-term storage, handling, and disposal of the product. Among other factors, the SDS describes the hazardous components of a product, how to treat leaks, spills, and fires, and how to treat improper human contact with the product. Despite a significant amount of standardization that has been adopted for SDSS, various countries have differences in what needs to be disclosed and how it is presented for reasons including UNGHS standards have been through a number of revisions, additions, and different countries choose to stay at earlier revisions for extended periods. This can result in the same materials having different classifications by country. For example, different countries may require different disclosures be made on safety data sheets, SDSS, since the understanding of various dangerous goods continues to evolve as research is done, but countries accept new findings differently. For example, one country may consider a material to be cancer-causing while another may be silent on the issue. In another example, the exposure cutoffs for a hazard may differ between nations. Each country's unique transportation requirements need to be included on the SDS. Hazard classes. The United Nations Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, GHS, was adopted in 2002. A safety data sheet, SDS, for each chemical is developed that lists useful information on, for example, first aid, accidental release, transport, regulations, toxicology, and ecology. Revised every 2 years, GHS labels provide three vital pieces of information: a graphic pictogram, a signal word like danger, and a hazard statement. Most of the major countries in the world now use it. For example, it has been adopted in EU law as the CLP regulation and in the US as part of the OSHA standards. Exhibit 6-39 itemizes dangerous goods and their 9 hazard class GHS classifications. This is a global standard. Both the packaging, any overpack, and the container or vehicle transporting the materials must have the proper signs/labels. The pictogram plus the hazard class number and division, if applicable, are required. Words on the sign are optional except that radioactive materials must have radioactive on the label. Exhibit 6-39, dangerous goods, hazmat, classes. Exhibit 6-40 shows a pictogram for carcinogens, respiratory sensitizers, reproductive toxicity, target organ toxicity, mutagenicity, or aspiration toxicity. This could be used for a compressed gas or toxic substance. Exhibit 6-40, health hazard pictogram. There is also a pictogram for marine pollutants as shown in Exhibit 6-41 that can be added in addition to any of the applicable mandatory labels above. Exhibit 6-41. Marine pollutant pictograph. Handling label, S, should be used when the hazard class alone cannot provide sufficient information. For example, this includes a for cargo aircraft only square label, a label that indicates required package orientation, or a label indicating to keep away from heat. Training requirements. International agencies and nations have regulations on dangerous goods training. Transportation providers and all employees moving or handling these goods must be trained and officially certified in proper handling procedures, and there are strict packaging and labeling requirements that must be followed. The IITI requires employees involved in the transport of dangerous goods to renew their training every 2 years. While there is no mandate for IMDG code training, each country usually does mandate training. Fines or jail time for noncompliance are determined by the regulations in place in each country in which the violation occurred, but they can be quite significant. For example, the U.S. Department of Transportation mandates training every 3 years. Anyone who has any degree of involvement with dangerous goods, regardless of employment type, must be trained by first working under the direct supervision of a trained employee and then completing the training within 90 days of hire. Formal training on dangerous goods needs to be complete, comprehensive, and properly incorporated into actual practice by learners. Organizations should consider finding outsourced training if they do not have this in-house capability. Hazardous materials used as inputs to operations or hazardous waste output from operations must be handled and/or disposed of by personnel authorized and trained to do so. Disposal requires use of parties with an environmental permit or an exemption. Precautions must be taken to protect operators from exposure through policies, procedures, and use of PPE that is rated for the type of hazard and worn correctly. Collect the material from the operation in a way that minimizes risk of environmental release. Prevent the material from escaping from storage containers prior to removal. Allow its transfer only to an authorized or licensed party. Include written information with the container that identifies and describes the waste being transferred. Many governments require organizations to have contingency and disaster preparation plans in place to mitigate both the environmental and economic consequences of a disaster. This includes maintaining emergency equipment, such as eye wash stations. As options for hazardous materials disposal decline, and the disposal of non-salvageable materials becomes more challenging, companies are being forced to identify ways to avoid or reduce the use of these types of materials in their production processes. Another option is to create a recovery program, such as for refrigerant,